The Cook County Treasurer is with us, Maria Pappas, and, well, she's one of our favorites because she, under all circumstances, is wildly fun to talk to, even if we're talking about money that you owe. And
it's because you're good-looking. I'm fun because you're good-looking.
Oh, look at
when
you.
When you're not good-looking, I'm no fun. I'm miserable.
Oh, wow. That's interesting. Okay, now.
Most eligible talk show host in the city, so let me tell you what I'm going to talk about today.
Oh, God.
I don't know that that's true. You know, all of this Black Lives Matter and Black Lives Matter and Black Lives Matter.
Uh-huh. I do.
I am being concrete. I have created Black Houses Matter. I even have a show at 3:30 on Mondays on another station, but we're not going to talk about that.
No, we're not going to talk about that.
We're not going to talk about any other media other than the one and only Rokan show.
Yes.
So,
mm-hmm.
This is about Pappas talking about Black Houses Matter. So let me give you some stats, because what good is a black life if the black life doesn't have a black house because the house gets taken away? So there's a tax sale that's required in Illinois yearly, and there's currently about 40,000 parcels that will be sold at the next tax sale. It's been postponed because of the COVID, the virus, the whatever it is that, you know, people are doing with the masks and everything out there. It got these 40,000 parcels put on the back burner. But listen to this, Ro. 14,700 of them, or 36%, are in African-American wards on the south and west sides of Chicago,
mm-hmm.
owing about $23 million. And of those, 8,000 of them owe less than $1,000. So what is happening here? You have situations in this community, in particular with these properties that I'm talking about in the city and then in the suburbs. I'll give you those figures in a minute because you know I love facts and figures.
Okay. It's radio, though, Maria. Remember, we can't see them, so it's harder for us to absorb them when we can't see them. But that's we're going to speak in generalities here.
Deal with this. You owe me a grant.
Okay.
But because you, Rokan, are 65 years old,
you didn't apply
for your homeowner's exemption going back 4 years, actually, you, Maria Pappas, you're 71, and I didn't get my exemptions going back 4 years.
Yeah.
I'm owed $4,000. So I'm on the tax sale list because I owe the county $1,000. But if you go to CookCountyTreasurer.com and you put your address in, on CookCountyTreasurer.com, you're going to see that I am owed $4,000. So I want to get you off the tax sale list. So the way to get you off this tax sale list is to find out, going back 20 years, if you're owed any refund money, which is about $79 million, and I'll talk about that in a minute,
mm-hmm.
or if you're owed any exemption money. So you've got hundreds of seniors whose property is going to get sold because they owe less than $1,000, and I really, in reality, owe them money. Look at the suburbs here for a second.
Let me see if I can recapture all of this for a second. What you're saying is all these properties are going to be going up for a tax sale that have been put off because of the COVID stuff, and now it's going to actually take place. But there are ways that people who might be otherwise forced to their properties would be lost to this tax sale might be able to save their properties because you may owe them back money for some other reason. And if you can find that some other reason, like an exemption or something else, then you can take them off those rolls. That's what you're saying. And they have to go to your website to figure that out.
Yeah, you got it right. I didn't say it right the first time.
No,
right?
You did. I just want to recap it for everybody.
It's
because
like $139 million. So you've got tax sale money.
When is the tax sale? When is that coming up?
It's indefinite because of COVID. It's been postponed. It was supposed to be May 8th. We went into court until the Pritzker stands up and says COVID's over. We don't have to conduct this tax sale.
Oh, all right.
So we started out pre-COVID, headed toward May 8th, and we had 58,000 parcels on this list. We're cleaning it up slowly. We're down to 40,000. So this is working. People, and we know because we had 1 million people go to the site, people are now going to CookCountyTreasurer.com. They're putting in their address, and they're saying, oh, my God, I'm on the tax sale list. Oh, my God, I only owe $1,000. But you know what? Pappas owes me $4,000. Okay. So it's working. We see that it's working.
All right. Okay, so, but the most important thing is to get people to... Hold on, Maria, because I got to put you on hold anyway. Don't go anywhere. Stay right there. Maria Pappas is with us. She is the Cook County Treasurer. You got questions for her, and I got plenty of them. Hell, maybe you have a question about what she just said. Go ahead, 312-981-7200. That's the Team Hochberg phone line. All right, Maria Pappas is with us. And I really hope to God that this makes sense.
What I have to say is, like, so important. Yeah. And what do? You run a prostate cancer ad and a window ad instead of talking to me. Like, I don't get it, Ro.
You know what? I tell you what you don't get. You're a treasurer and you don't understand revenue. Is that what you're saying? I don't understand.
Man, you guys must be really hurting. Yeah, well, those kind of ads.
Let me just tell you something. Huh? Who isn't there right now? I don't know if you know, but there's a pandemic. All right, let me ask you a question.
Okay, you tell both of those people that ran these ads this, that they have to pay on August 3rd under normal circumstances, because nothing is normal. Nothing. Nothing is normal right now. You do not have to pay. Those business people that are running those ads, yeah. That window guy that wants mm-hmm. everybody to buy the window.
Yes, he should. They
off,
should. Oh, my God. That guy's great.
You
yeah.
tell him. You yeah. call him up and you tell him, Pappas is on the show. She loved your ad. You do not have to pay on August 3rd. You can pay on October 1st. With no penalty.
For your property.
He's probably so busy putting in windows.
Right.
He doesn't know that he doesn't have to pay on August 3rd. So
for your property taxes. Let's just make that clear. It's not just business taxes. It's property taxes. Your property taxes are not due on August 1st as they normally would be, because we've all gotten the bills now. Thank you very little for sending the bill. But I now have it. I've seen it. And I'm like, oh, I think, oh, God, I got to do this. We just had to pay our income taxes this, you know, for those of us who pay on the quarterly system. Just had to pay him on right now. This was our April. You want to talk about confusing, Maria Pappas? This is where people get really mad. They get mad about masks, and that's the wrong thing to get mad about. The right thing to get mad about is how confusing the tax system is. Now, we got the extension. I love that. We got the extension to July 15th.
No,
that is today.
You're not going to believe what I'm going to tell you.
Hold on.
So
you get the, let me explain this.
Crisis.
Hold on.
Okay,
we'll get to that in a second. Yes. Hold on. So today is July 15th. Today is tax day. Today, look at it like this. Today is April 15th. If you haven't filed a tax, if you haven't filed your taxes, you got to do it by today or file for an extension. And if you owed money on April 15th, you got to pay it by today. That's the point, right? Or if you put money into, you know, some sort of IRA or some retirement or whatever, that's got to happen today if you want it to be covered under the tax laws. That's today.
Right.
Now, for the county of Cook to pay the property taxes, that would have been August 1st, and that would have really sucked to do that bang bang like that. But now, because of the COVID, you've moved it back to October 1st, right?
No, with no penalties. But here's what's interesting. Are you ready for this?
Yeah.
Are you, like, grabbing onto your chair?
Yeah, okay.
100 more people have paid this year, this time, than last year this time. I have 35,000 more people that paid right now as compared to last year.
Huh.
Same date, same time. And we're in economic crisis.
No, you know why?
How
I'll tell you
that?
Why. I know exactly why that happened. But go ahead. Do you have a theory, or would you like me to tell you the truth?
Well, my theory is that the only thing that matters to people is that when, like, there's medical problem, there's, like, you know, looting and rioting and whatever else is going on protests, people say, you know what, I want to get inside my house and not leave it. And you can see that. You can go out at night like nobody's walking around anymore.
Right.
Seriously. People are. So they're in their houses and say, you know, first thing I'm going to do is protect my dwelling. So they're all paying early. I've never had so many payments. And get this. We only had 100 people come into my office yesterday. Do you understand that, 100 people? But 100,000 people have paid online. Everybody's paying online. They're not even mailing it in. They're not even going to Chase Bank. They are saying, you know what, I'm going to pay online. This has become a don't move society.
Right.
Don't leave the house. So if you're not going to leave the house, you got to have a house to live in. Let me take care of the property taxes first. That's my theory. Now, tell me if I'm wrong.
No, I think that's part of it. I think they also have a little bit more cash on hand because people were spending less money. They weren't going out. They weren't shopping as much. They weren't doing the ancillary things. They were hunkered down. And because of that, you're right, they want to protect their home. That's the primary thing. And the secondary thing is, if they've got the money right now, they should protect their home against a tax sale or something else, you know, that would be awful.
Yeah,
it would happen like
true.
That.
That's very true. People aren't spending as much money.
Right, that's true. All right, let's get to the phones.
Would
you like phones?
Shut or boarded up.
Would you like to take some phone calls? Maria?
Yeah, I always take phone calls. Yeah,
all
yeah.
right. Okay.
Yeah. Shoot it up.
And you're on WGN. Say hello to the Cook County Treasurer.
Oh, hi,
hello.
Thank you so much for having Maria on, too.
Thank you.
Maria, I just have a question. My mom got her property tax, and they forgot to take the senior freeze off.
Okay. All right. Just listen. Okay. I'm going to tell you what to do. 312-443-5100. Tell them you just talked to me. You're on the Rokan show. Get them your mother's information. They'll send you the forms. Fill it out. We'll get you a corrected bill within 3 days. Don't
Maria, don't send in the bill.
Don't send in the bill amount that we sent you. Don't do it. You've got until October 1st to straighten this out. We'll straighten it out in 72 hours. Write down this number.
Oh,
anybody listening to the Rokan show who has a question, listen to me. I'm telling R-O-E-C-O-N-N.
No, 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 no. Just give
the
phone number.
Rokan show.
Give them the phone number.
The Rokan show. Thanks,
312-443-5100. Do not call him. He's busy. Call my office.
Right.
I will. Thank you so much, Maria. I appreciate this.
All right.
Thank you, guys.
You just talked to Maria, and Maria said, yeah, do this. And then they, I don't know that they'll believe you, but let's go for it. Well, they when she does that and they call that number, who's picking up that phone?
No, they pipe your phone, your show, into the office.
Oh,
the whole office is listening to the show right now.
God.
So they will be terrorized not to answer this lady's phone call. Because tomorrow morning, when I get to the office, I'm going to say, hello, who answered all the calls from Rokan? Who took care of Rokan last night?
Right.
And they will say, I did.
Oh.
They'll all jump up and down and say, I did.
Okay, that's interesting. Okay, let's talk about moving forward here. Are there other dates because of the COVID-19 stuff? Obviously, the property taxes, that affects everybody as a property owner. Are there other things that you collect or the services that you're offering here that are being extended or that you can help out with people? I mean, you obviously just mentioned this deal about the tax sale, but is there anything else?
Yeah, there is something else. So usually, after you haven't paid your taxes, When 9 months go by after you haven't paid, you end up on the tax sale list. That doesn't mean that your house gets sold. It means that the property taxes get sold. So if that happens to you, you get 2 years to go back into the court and redeem, get your property back. You don't want to do that because if the bill was $1,000 and the taxes get sold and yada gooda yada, by the time you get it back, it's $3,000.
Yeah.
But now, thanks to Mike Madigan, seriously, salute, hats off to Mike Madigan in Springfield.
Wow.
He helped us get a bill through. He extended the 9 months to 13 months. And this is really a big deal in this environment because to give people an extra 4 months to get the money together or to figure out if they've got exemptions, it's really a big deal. So that legislation just went through. So you've got 13 months from the drop-dead date to pay before it gets sold now, and that's huge. I want to tell you something interesting. I just did a Korean radio show earlier because mm-hmm. we're out, like, beating the bushes, okay? Mm-hmm. And we are really pushing people understanding this extraordinarily complicated system in their language. So, like, in Korean, Bulgarian, Greece, nobody knows what an exemption is. Nobody knows what a senior exemption is. So we are now telling people in Korean how to do this.
Huh.
So on this Korean show, I just tell you, this is really interesting.
I know, I got about 10 seconds left, so go ahead, yeah.
And I did a Russian television show. I actually pulled up the screen of my website in Korean and Russian and showed it to all these viewers.
Huh.
So go to cookcountytreasure.com, punch the purple box. You can get it in any 126 languages. Put in your address, and you're going to find out if Maria Pappas owes you money.
All
and
right.
if she does,
we're going to leave it there.
Call Rokan Show. Thank him. Take him out to dinner.
All right. Goodbye. Goodbye, Maria Pappas, treasurer of Cook County. Thank you very much.
The best.
Appreciate it. All right.
Listen to the Rokan
Show. I got to go. I got to go. I got to go, Maria.